Practice Book, Module G, Unit 14, Exercise 21. Listen to a detective talking about how new technology is used in crime investigation.
Hi, my name is Simon Green and I work as part of a crime investigation team in the Birmingham metropolitan area. I think everyone is aware from films like Minority Report and the TV series CSI that things have changed dramatically in our field in the last few years. We now use the best scientific and technical methods to solve puzzles and catch criminals. Although it's not all like the movies in real life, it is true that traditional detectives are being replaced by an altogether new kind of crime fighter, whose investigations are as much about sifting through cyber information on supercomputers as carrying out interviews at the crime scene. New technology we use a lot is the National DNA Database, established by the Forensic Science Service in 1995. It's the beginning of what will one day become a vast databank of information on the public. Its goal is to match DNA samples from crime scenes to individuals and other crimes. It currently contains the genetic profiles of over 1.7 million people and 150,000 profiles found at crime scenes. The science of biometrics, fingerprints, retinal scanning, and hand geometry analysis is set to become the natural successor in the security industry. International airlines are looking to introduce self-service check-in counters using fingerprint and facial scanning. Another interesting system we use is a tracking device worn on an offender's wrist or ankle, which sends a signal via global positioning satellites, GPS, to police, who are able to monitor their location 24 hours a day. The system has been used widely in the United States for the last 10 years, and so far in this country, only 2% of tagged offenders have re-offended. The same technology is used to track and retrieve stolen vehicles. A new idea, more controversially, is for parents who want to use the technology to monitor their children. The theory is that missing children could be traced by a microchip implanted in an arm, leading to fewer abductions. So, you see, we've come a long way since Sherlock Holmes and his magnifying glass.